Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Big weekend of wrestling taking place at Orion, the 35th year for the Bob Mitten Invitational. I know we're taping this interview early in the week, airing it back on Saturday morning. But I know Coach Dan Diamond, this is kind of one of the measuring sticks that you have on the schedule, because you're just a few weekends away from postseason wrestling. So this is a good tune-up, that's for sure.
Yes, it definitely is, and we get to see most of the teams that are in our regional. I think the only one that's not in there is Erie this year. They decided to go to a tournament over in Iowa, but kind of a last test to kind of test the waters before we get into the state series, and always a good tournament with some local teams and then some teams from various areas of the state. So,
well, and the one thing is about the quality of the event is the longevity. How has this thing gone on for 35 years? And you can't say Bob Mitten is an answer, because he has, I'm just kidding, of course, his name's on the event. But what makes this thing tick?
Well, a lot of volunteers, a lot of past wrestlers come back and help at it. And Bob kind of really does a lot of the stuff behind the scenes. And just a class thing. Our Booster Club runs a great concession stand, and teams want to get back in into this area and wrestle because they know it's kind of a hotbed. Get to see some teams that you're going to see down the road in Champaign late in February, and then the local teams like to see each other right before regionals, kind of test the waters and see where everybody's going to be at. And if you have a few things to work on, you can fix them here in the last week or so, but just a, kind of a wrap-up of the long season.
Well, I would assume the Orion Chargers are in the mix to maybe win this thing. Tell us about the teams and how this thing potentially could shake out on Saturday.
Well, I don't like to put a target on us, but we definitely would be one of the favorites. We won it for the first time last year, the first time we took first at it, and this year we've got a real solid team. I would say, us, and I would definitely say Clinton, Illinois, is coming up. They've got a real strong team that we saw at Princeton. They've got some real good kids. Allen has got a good young team this year. Gibson City comes across from the eastern side of the state that always has a good program. You know, and Mercer County is down a little bit in numbers, but they've still got some outstanding individuals. And it's good because every weight class has some state-ranked kids in the mix. And locally, you know, you got Stone Engel and the Speaker Boy and from Mercer County, and Kiwani's in it, and they got a real tough Robinson kid at 152 that took second in state. Rockridge is down numbers, but they've got the Schmidt kid and the Throne and Krugler kid. So every weight class is going to be contested, and that's what's nice about it. And with 18 teams, not everybody has a full lineup, but you know the brackets will be pretty full, and that's great too.
Yeah, and you tipped off some of the weight brackets. Where are the real meat grinders at, you think, in terms of the weight classes this weekend?
Well, the seating will be done tonight, but I would say, 220's got some really good kids. There's a Hammer kid that beat Logan Lee last year. Logan's going to be a 220. I would definitely say that's going to be a tough weight class. 145 seems to always have a real tough mixture in there. And I don't know everybody else's lineup and stuff like that, but like 32's been tough as nails all year around here. And so I would say those would be some of the premier weight classes. And we're going to not follow a traditional order in the finals. We're going to scramble that. So we start the finals around 3 o'clock, and, we'll probably put one of the premier weight classes at the end to keep the people in the seats and go from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that the day we're talking to you on Thursday is when we're recording this interview, and everything gets rolling Friday, but I know it gets hot and heavy on Saturday. I think Saturday's action starts at 9:15. You said that the Hammer kid last year beat Logan. Where does he wrestle at, that Hammer kid?
He's from Clinton, Illinois. We saw him up at Princeton last year, and he beat Logan in the third place match up there, caught us right at the end of a period and put us on our back, actually, and stuff. So, and we didn't get to see him at Princeton this year, but I'm looking forward to a rematch there and kind of see, Logan's greatly improved from last year, and he had a pretty good year last year. So
I'm just curious, you know, we're talking, I'm sure you heard a little bit of Coach Mitten and Coach Breeden, that they were on with us last week talking about a lot of different stuff. How much does the Iowa football staff follow Logan Lee's Progress Wrestling?
Oh, I think they definitely follow. There's a Coach Morgan that kind of is his contact and stuff, and he's got Logan doing some things, some extra training and things like that. But I definitely think, and I think that really, I mean, opened the doors last year when he won the 220-pound state championship, especially Iowa being a predominantly tough wrestling school. I think that really added some kudos to Logan, and I know that they were initially thinking offense, but now I think they're talking to him possibly about playing some defense up there too. So,
all right, and yes, I was just curious. You know, mentioned Coach Breeden and Coach Mitten last week, and there are two old retired guys have nothing better to do than, you know, ice fish or play golf in the summer on Wednesday nights or whatever. But I asked them the question, and you're involved in wrestling now, still coaching, of course, actively. Does, you know, I've looked at some of the box scores this year. Now, you are able to field basically a complete lineup card of all 14 weight classes, but there's really been a lot of box scores I've noticed this year where, man, there have been a lot of formats, or a lot of forfeits, I should say. Can small school wrestling, you know, going forward, do you think they can sustain, you know, a dual team schedule, or are you going to have to move away from that and just basically try to schedule, you know, these invites, these individual invites?
That'll be interesting to see what comes up. And you know, there's a lot of reasons and stuff like that. But, you know, a part of it is I think we start youth wrestling and really good kids stick with it, but your average kids, if they're not successful, they don't stick with it. And it's a tough sport, and it's grinding. But in the wintertime in the Midwest, it gives kids an opportunity to participate in things besides basketball. And another thing, which we just wrestled Morrison last night, another thing that people don't really realize is most schools now have participation fees. And I think Morrison was telling me it's $250 to go out for a sport and stuff. So, I mean, there's lots of reasons for it. And, yeah, part of the things are kids have changed and, you know, they've got video games and they can do a lot of things here. In fact, Orion started a video game club thing, and it's going to be tough, but, I mean, it goes in cycles. We have 27 kids out for wrestling. We haven't had that number since 1995. But, yeah, we've seen that situation where, you know, we go and only get five or six matches in a dual meet, so it's kind of tough. But I don't know the answer. I'm hoping that it changes and comes back around. I know, you know, some of the small schools may end up having to consolidate with the school budgets, and that may help us. But, yeah, it's tough. And tournaments are where you get a lot of competition together in one day and get a lot of matches, because otherwise, like you said, I've seen teams forfeit 7, 8, 9 matches this year, and it's not good for the sport.
Yeah, and I saw a box score where there were 13 forfeits.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not good.
No, that's not good at all, and it's really disappointing for kids that are working hard and making weight and then go there and get a forfeit. I mean, you want to participate.
All right. Well, there'll be a lot of wrestling action this weekend. One of the great regular season-ending tournaments. They've done it for 35 years now, the Bob Mitten Orion Invitational, and things really get rolling starting at 9:15 Saturday morning. Championship bout start at 3 o'clock Saturday at Orin. You got Jeff Francis helping out with the audio.
He's doing the light show, and he's Mr. Magic, man. He makes everything come together, and people really like that. He does a great thing for our finals. If you've never seen it, it's worth the price of admission just to come up and see the smoke fill the gym and the lights and get the kids pumped up.
Awesome. I'll call him Mr. Magic from now on. All right, Dan Diamond, have a good weekend, man. You guys do a great job with this tournament over there.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for the coverage, and good luck to all the local kids, and I hope everybody finishes strong and enjoys himself.
All right, great to visit with Dan Diamond. The Bob Mitten Invite taking place this weekend at Orion High School. 18 teams and some quality talent in the field. More on WRMJ in a moment.